with New Mexico Close Up on Deborah Martinez. 77 years ago, more than 60,000 American and Filipino soldiers were forced to march more than 60 miles to a prison camp during World War II. They faced starvation and torture along the way on the Philippine Bataan Peninsula. Yesterday, outside Santa Fe's Bataan Memorial Building, several hundred people remembered the extreme sacrifice those men made, including hundreds of New Mexicans. 99-year-old Bill Overmeyer of Albuquerque says he was not forgiving of his Japanese captors.
No, I was not. I had to remember, and I was recaptured by the Japanese, and it took a while.
And today, how do you feel?
I feel safer.
But while Overmeyer survived his experience that lasted 3.5 years, as many as 20,000 others did not, either succumbing to torture or disease, starvation or experimentation. New Mexico National Guard Adjutant General Kenneth Nava recounted details from an interview he did with survivor Ernest Montoya, now deceased.
We cannot forget these terrible things because we simply cannot let them happen again. For example, how many people know about Unit 731? A covert secret unit at Moncton that did chemical and biological testing on our soldiers. Nobody's heard of that, but it happened. I remember Ernest telling me that you did everything you could to avoid going to the infirmary in Moncton, because if you went there, you wouldn't come out.
Nava says only half of the 1,800 men from New Mexico returned home. The few left today are in their late 90s. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.